so many people miss the beauty of like how the Old Testament flows into the New. I know for years for me, I just thought they were too different. You know, it's, and when you start looking at the Old Testament, like we've been looking at, suddenly Christ, not that he could be any more beautiful, but it just enhances this picture of like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, this is from Genesis on, and you start getting the sacrifices and the atonement and the Passover and on and on and on and all the prophecies. And here he is, the Messiah. He shows up like it's this triumphal moment. And make sure, you know, we're getting that as we dive into the New Testament that, you know, some people go, well, you know, suddenly this new Jesus thing. This isn't a new anything. Mm. Like, this is from the beginning. This is a promise. This is the Messiah. This is what makes the Scripture so beautiful.
It's the culmination of it all. Like, this is God in the flesh. Mm. And just sit back and you soak that in. And then especially, you get to Matthew 4, and he goes up to four fishermen and he says, follow me. Mm-hmm. Now, we talk a lot about the word follow. Okay, what does it mean? But just grip the magnitude of the me that's inviting here. This is Jesus, God in the flesh, saying, okay, follow me, be my disciple. And this is who we are called to follow. This is where it just, we can never reduce following him to casual routine, religion, spirituality, monotonous spirituality. No, this is a living, breathing relationship with Jesus, God in the flesh, that we are helping lead people in a disciple-making relationship to see and to know and to experience. And so just to emphasize the life that's
there. And to make sure that it never gets casual and common, like Jesus this, Jesus that. Jesus, like, you know, when the New Testament writers write about him, like John, he's like, that which was from the beginning, you know, the creator, from the very beginning, you know, I actually touched him, I saw him, I heard him, and I have fellowship with him, like, it was a shock to him. You know, you see him in the book of Revelation, like, you know, Jesus, just, and we have to have that same awe through our lives, like, do we realize who we're talking about? Hopefully you're seeing that now that you've gone through the Old Testament going, man, that's why it was such a shock when he showed up. It's like thousands of years we've been waiting for this moment and he's right before us, the Word becoming flesh.
You know, and that's key. Jesus is unique in all of history. He alone is set apart from every other religious teacher, every other person. And so it might even be beneficial to spend some time with the person or people you're discipling and just talk about what makes Jesus unique as the fulfillment of all these things in the Old Testament. I mean, he uniquely lived the life we are not able to live, of total obedience to God. And he died the death we deserve to die. And he conquered the enemy that we could not conquer. Sin.
Yes.
Satan and death. Nobody else has done that.
Yeah.
And so just to emphasize, like, Christianity is not just one other choice in a cafeteria line of religions that kind of works for somebody. No, this is the only man who is supremely worthy of all worship. And that's why we follow him. And that's why we make him known, because we want all people to know his work.
And that's why we get to make him known. Yeah. You know, because it's also at this point, like, we can sometimes go, oh, I got to make disciples. He told me. It's this idea of when you understand who Jesus is, it's like, I get to follow him. You know, and the disciples were, you know, when he says, follow me, that's a privilege. That's an honor. And so I get to now make disciples, you know, especially at this point, make sure your disciple is going out and making disciples and going, man, do you understand? You get to do this. And as you do it, you get to experience the presence of the living God. You can experience this fellowship with him that John had with him and the disciples had with him, that everyone was waiting for, you know, to have with him. Like, we can have that with him today as we go out and make disciples. And so think that through, and I would just make sure this is always an honor to us, an honor to pray, a joy to make disciples.